Hello and welcome to your better life with better tax returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
So Charlie, can you help truckies, traders and hard yakka workers get better and bigger returns?
Jules, hard yakka workers, including truckies and traders and miners and so forth, they have the most to claim and therefore they have the most to gain by doing their tax returns correctly. Sadly, they are not being looked after. So if you claim correctly, you should be claiming your car up to $25,000 with the logbook. You should be claiming either $32,000 up to $32,000 if you're travelling as a long-haul truck driver, or if you're a local truckie, miner or tradie, you should be claiming up to $15,000 for your overtime meal expenses. With the list we send you and using the free and easy method, you should be claiming all the other expenses, and they're considerable. They may be thousands, they're not as big as the other ones, but they are considerable. So yes, there's no group that will benefit more than the hard-yakking working Australians, even overtime workers who aren't doing trades, because they are the ones that are entitled to claim the most. And so when they fail to claim the most, they're the ones that are losing that 1.5 million over 50 years that I was referring to. So indeed. Cars, it's amazing. They either don't claim their car, they don't realise they're entitled to claim their car under either the bulky item rule or the multiple site rule, or tradies, by and large, know they can claim their car, but they've got some lazy truck who just uses the 5,000 kilometre method and claims them up to 3,600. 3,600, 25,000. Which one would you prefer, Jules?
Hey, I've got a question.
Yep.
Sorry, what do I mean? I actually work in an office. I have a rental property and my husband has a business of his own, a private business. Can you help?
Lots. Even office workers, take an account executive or secretary, I'm not sure what the appropriate term is these days, but if you use, I mentioned to Jules the multiple site exception, mm-hmm. If you use your car whilst you're at work 2 to 3 times a week, then of course you'd think, oh, I'll claim those kilometres. But also, because you use your car at work, the kilometres from home to work become classifiable as work. Keep a logbook, and just as if you're carrying bulky items, you'll find that, let's say, you spend $20,000 between depreciation and real costs for your car, and it turns out 90% of the kilometres home to work, at work, or in your case, home to the depot or to work sites, then 90% of $20,000, $18,000. So that's what I mean by, say, would you prefer to claim $18,000 by keeping a 12-week logbook once every 5 years, or do you want to claim a maximum of $3,600? So it doesn't matter what your job is, whether it's a office worker or a hard yakka worker, all you have to do is keep a logbook, and that'll tell us what percentage to claim, and keep all your expenses using our free and easy method, and you'll be able to claim your car by logbook because you're eligible to claim your car. And also, in your case, you mentioned a rental property. Rental property is the biggest thing I see, and I'll cover it specifically in the rental section, is people have these beautiful homes and renovations and improvements. Maybe it's $500,000, and they should be claiming that, even if they did that before they started using the property as a rental property. That would be $125,000 or $500,000 over 40 years, or $12,500 a year. It's simply not being claimed. If I were to ask you, as I will in another episode, if you've got depreciation property, depreciation report, you'd probably say, I've got a valuation. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a big chunk of money to be claiming for you as a rental owner, yourself and your hubby. And as a business owner, I imagine, like my clients, that Roy works in a business. You have his office, you have your office where you help out in the business, whether you get paid or not, and that office and facilities where he has it set up at your house, when we take in that, the cost of that house into account, that might be a $30,000 claim. We'll go through that in more detail, but certainly those three sections, those three categories of expense could be claimed. The Better Tax Returns Group, including Truckies Tax Accountants and Tradies Tax Accountants, have unparalleled smarts and experience with tens of thousands of tax returns done for truckies and tradies. And here's how we will help you. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit the answers to the four questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you'll send all your receipts, payslips and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll follow that with simple and easy to follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's all too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.
Sounds easy.
It is. It really is, Nikki. And free and easy.
Yeah, I'd like more money if it's legit.
Everything, as I noted before, you'll be able to identify it and get independent proof by calling the ATO or looking at ato.gov.au. A healthy scepticism is good. We send all our clients the ATO rules and encourage them to contact the ATO or go to ato.com.au to check out the facts. But whatever you do, Jules, don't leave your head up, you're in the sand, okay?
Thanks, Charlie.
I'll see you on the next episode, folks.